chapter 6. There is a word from the Lord for us today. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Sir, if you can put that water over here, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to need that on today. Thank you so much. We're talking about reset to what? Possess. Oh, my class, I think y'all have shouted all y'all energy out, huh? Reset to possess. And we said to recess to possess means to set your mentality differently to experience in reality what God desires and you deserve. Frank, do you know there's some things you deserve? Yeah, I think we don't understand that. There are some things, Deacon Thorpe, that you deserve. And many times we downplay ourselves as Felicia because we don't think that. We think we've done too much wrong and too many things have happened. But let me just comfort you with this. God does not bless you, Ed, based upon your performance. It's not based upon what you do. It's your relationship to him that you're blessed. Yes, here's proof. The fact that you woke up this morning, in spite of all the stuff you've done up until this morning, yes, God has been good to you. Amen? And so God blesses you because he loves you. It's not based upon what you do, but based upon what he's already done. So again, to reset means to possess, to set your mentality differently now. I'm thinking differently now so I can experience in my reality. I want to see what I've been thinking about. I want to touch what I've been talking about. And God desires it and you deserve it. And I brought my little button. I was thinking reset, but of course it wasn't reset, but it says it's easy. I took the voice thing out of that because it's going to be easy. Yeah. No, listen to me. Listen to me today. You're going to wish everybody in your life who was struggling with something would be here today. All right. It's going to be, son, easy. Bishop, you talking about possessing. How am I going to possess easy with those things all that I desire and God desires and I deserve? Because easy simply means this. E, I'm empowered. A, as I, watch this, spiritually yield. Things become easy when you yield. Come on, Will. Yield means to give the right of way to. Hey. And Jim, so when I give God the right of way, it's easy for me to get what he has for me because I am letting him have his way. Oh, come on. Okay. It's like you opening a door for somebody. Somebody come to your boat, get to the door, and you say, you open the door. Say, no, you go first. Yielding is giving the right of way. And God says there are some things as a church we're going to possess. There are some things you're going to possess as an individual. And Charles, is going to be easy. If you allow, Sister Dunwood, to your spirit to yield to God. You've got to yield. Now, you can't resist. You can't assist. You've got to just yield. Look at your neighbor and help me preach to say, neighbor, you've got to yield. And right here in Joshua chapter 6, we'll see how that happens. This sermon, Brother Brett, I'm not embarrassed, but I'm a little uncomfortable because this sermon was birthed out of the new In-N-Out opening in my neighborhood. Now, some of y'all laugh. Some of y'all have been there. You know, good too, huh? Yeah. Some of y'all been there and go there and frequent there. And it's true, my experiencing with my oldest grandson going there, because we talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. There were some similarities at the grand opening, stay with me, of In-N-Out Burger that is similar as I see in this passage that will benefit all of us if we apply it. Okay. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's the application. That causes the transformation. Yeah, if your life is not changing, I promise you, Luther, it's because you're not making application, right? You got to make application of something. You've got to take, Frank, what you've learned and apply it, and you're going to be tested. Because the only proof that you've learned it is when you live it. Oh, God, somebody know what I'm talking about. If you ain't living it, you ain't learned it. Now, you could ignore it, but the proof of the fact, if you've learned it, you're going to live it.
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to see that today. Joshua chapter 6, you got it? Watch this now. Joshua chapter 6. Oh, the points are so simple, Lady Calk, I'm almost embarrassed, Sister Susan, to tell it to you, but I'm going to give it to you because I believe you can do it. It's literally that easy. All right? Here we go. Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse number 1, reading from New King James Version. Thank God for Brother Charles' Bible. Pray that your blessings on him, that as he read it, he gleans what you would have for him to hear. All right? Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. Listen to the passage. Don't get ahead of me. Son, none went out, and none came in. Right. Sam is shut up so tight, nobody, Jimmy, can go out. Nobody can get in. But watch this. It is shut up so tight, Sister Susan, for the children of Israel. Yeah. Why? Why? Why, Tamika? Why? Because of them. Because these people in Jericho, watch this, have heard about how the children of Israel have been making strides. Right. Okay, okay. Mm. Some people are afraid of you, not because what you're about to do, because they know what you've already done. They know, Sister Felicia, you've overcome some stuff that they didn't think you would overcome. Come on, can you hear the talk, child? She ain't going to get through that. Mm-mm, nowhere in the world. People that fall, she got that? Oh, no, ain't no deliverance from that. Mm-mm, I got a cousin who was that was your cousin. That ain't me. Don't put on me what you put on other people. This place is secure. Let this be our wall for the day. It is securely shut up. You can't go out. You can't come in. And it's shut up because the children of Israel, Devin, because the people of Jericho already know these people ain't playing. Yeah. They got the Lord on their side. Yeah. They are accomplishing some stuff. Now watch what happens now. Stay with me. Verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, who is the leader? He says to the leader, Ed, not to nobody else. He says to Joshua, the leader. Watch this. See? I have given Jericho into your hands, its king, and the mighty men of valor. Now, Will, I'm somewhat confused because he says, see, I've given it. Well, he don't have possession of it yet. So how have you given it to me? Well, because God speaks in future tense because he knows what's going to happen. And you've got to walk by faith, watch this, to walk into your future. You ain't going to stumble. You got to walk into it. Faith is walking. Watch this. I'm believing because I don't see, but I'm believing because of who said it. Yeah. Now, you know how that works. You've done some stuff because people said it. Girl, I'm going to come pick you up at 2. Be ready because I got to hurry up and get there at 2:30. And you waiting at 2. Yeah. Well, some of you waiting. Some of you know your friend ain't going to come to another time. But the point is, if you believe in that person, faith says, let me get ready. Right? Faith says when you got in your car, got dressed today that you were on your way to church, that you was going to make it. You didn't think about accidents. You didn't think about nothing happened. Your faith says you're believing without seeing that I'm going to get to church and I'm going to be there to hear the word. Watch what happens now. So he's telling that to Joshua, see, you're going to conquer the king and the men of valor. Now, verse 3 gives us, the strategy that's going to be used to do this. It's odd. It don't make sense. Tell my brother I said hi. It don't make sense, but it's what God says. Ooh. Do you know some of y'all missing out on God's best because you're waiting for it to make sense to you? God, I can't do that. That don't make no sense. How am I going to be kind to somebody that don't like me? How am I going to pray for somebody I know that's trying to use me? Because miracles don't make sense. Yeah. Don't make sense. You trying to figure it out, mother, you ain't going to never experience no miracle. Well, how is God going to do this? I don't care how he do it. Okay. Hezekiah said, any way you bless me. So you just got to believe it. Now watch what he says. Here's instructions. Don't miss this. Because everything is hinging on verses 3-5. Verse 3. You shall march around the city all you men of war, you shall go all around the city. How many times? Once. You shall do this how many times? 3 days. All right. Stay with me. Verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. I'm still in verse 4. But the seventh day, here it is, Luther, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. I love what I do, son. Here we go. Here we go. He says, all right, you're going to possess this seemingly impenetrable wall. Ooh, watch how God works. Because before the wall, there was a river. Yeah. Who am I talking to? You're in a situation and you think it. Here we go. Here we go, Sacramento Bible study students. You're in a situation you think it's too big for you. You think this thing you're dealing with is just too big, Lord. Ain't no way. Listen, I don't want to go there, but I got to. I see something pushing me there. Okay, Sacramento got it. Watch it. How do I know? Watch me. How do I know if something's too big for me? How do I know if what I'm dealing with is too big for me? Here it is. You know it's too big for you when you are scared, you stuck, or you're stressing. Did you hear what I said? It's too big for you because it got you scared, or you stuck because you don't know what to do, or you're stressing. It's key. Oh, God, Jesus, this is for somebody. The Lord says, it's too big. And if you let me do it, okay, you'll see it come down. Yes, sir. Let me apologize to all of those on social media who saw me, and I felt energetic when I said it, that join us at 11865 Larch Road, City of Tracy, Word Tracy. If you come at 10, I'll get you out by 11:15. Let me apologize beforehand. Anyway, so. And I'm going to say this. If you feel you need to leave, then the Lord is telling me to tell you that you do that. Because this is for people that are trying to possess some stuff. They're trying to get all that God has for them, and they know they can't wait to 2020. Yeah. I need it to happen today. He says, this big wall, impenetrable, fordable. You've come through the Jordan River. You've come through the Red Sea. Who am I talking to? You've been through some stuff you didn't think you would make it through, and God brought. You come through. Okay, let me show you how God is working this thing. Watch this, Brittany. God says, I brought you through bondage in Egypt. They were beating you and oppressing you. I heard you cry. I said, Moses got you out of that. When I bring you out of that, you come to a Red Sea. Oh, I'm sorry for those who watch. You come to a Red Sea. You don't know now how I'm going to get through a Red Sea. First thing, let me tell you something. You better start remembering what God has already done before you expecting something else to happen. You better, what has he brought you through? This ain't your, you've been in tight places before. You've been in situations when you didn't know how you was going to make it. So he brought you through bondage. Brings you to a Red Sea, and they get to the Red Sea, and they get worried, just like us. Now, Lord, you mean to tell me you done brought me out of all of that to bring me to this? Of course not. Oh, God. Oh, I know I'm preaching about five of y'all in here. Listen, it's for everybody, but five people really, really get it because it's where they're living. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Listen to Bishop Good. Listen to Bishop Good. Don't you let the devil mess with your mind. God did not bring you out of that to leave you stuck in this. He didn't bring you out to leave you stuck. Now you get stuck when you stay there. But he didn't bring you out to get stuck. So we're at the Red Sea. Moses lift up the rod. Red Sea opens. Hey, Jesus. Oh, God. Now they walk through the Red Sea, Lola, on dry ground. It ain't even mud. Jaden, because wherever there's water and dirt, you've got to have mud. Who am I talking to? And God says, you're going to make it through this on dry ground. Why? Because if I leave mud, they can track where you at. Yeah. Jesus. You get through, close up the Red Sea. I'm coming. Now, Moses is dead. Over here comes Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, be strong of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong. Three times he says that to him in one chapter, right? Yeah. So now they come to Jordan River. Now the people ain't tripping over the Jordan. Who am I talking to? And people wondering why your nerves ain't bad. Why are you stressing about this problem? Why are you worried about this? Why are you so calm and you facing this situation? Well, partner, homeboy, homegirl, I need you to know this. I serve a God that brought me through a Red Sea. I ain't afraid of no river. Some of you can confidently face your problem today and say, I ain't scared. Because I remember what God did for me before. Come on, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, when you leave church, download, play on your, put on your playlist, Minnie Riperton, and go back down memory lane. Stumble on this photograph. Kind of made me laugh. You need to look back and you can laugh at it because it was nobody but God and he brought you through and it was easy. Red Sea. Now we face the Jordan. They ain't tripping. God allows them to cross the Jordan. Watch this. And I'm talking to children of God because life is filled with bumps in the road, bumps after bumps. So you think after bondage there'd be no problem, but now they got the sea. You think after the sea there'd be no problem, but now you got the river. You think after the river everything's cool. No, because now you got Gilgal. And so I told you on last week, Promised Land interest is through three places, Gilgal, Jericho, and Ai. Gilgal, we looked at that. Gilgal, because there was opposition and obstacles. That's really what life is about. Every day of your life, whenever you have a battle or struggle, it's because of one or two things. You've got some opposition or you got some obstacles. Opposition is a person. An obstacle is a thing. So to get through all that, now here they are facing this wall. Everything else was river, water. Now there's a wall. And watch what the Lord, Lady Clark says. Here's how you're going to overcome this. Stay with me because it's important that you get this. He said, wake up every morning. March around the wall six times. Look at your name and say, neighbor. Six times. While you marching, you do nothing else but march. Six times. He said, do that for 6 days. On the seventh day, do it six times. Say nothing. Oh, God, it's going to get good. Just do it six times. Don't say nothing. The seventh time around, shout. And the walls are going to come down. Now, me. See, because we get so familiar with the text, we forget that these people going through it didn't have the foresight we had. We know what's going to happen. And I don't know what's going to happen in your situation, but I can tell you what's going to happen if you do what they do. You shall get the victory. I don't care what it is. You shall get the victory. All you got to do is make the application of the information to see the transformation in your situation. All I can do is give you the information. It's your job to make the application. If you got the information and you don't make the application, you will never cry, scream, shout, see the transformation. Six times, say nothing. Then the seventh day, do it six times again. And on the seventh time, say something. Shout. Six times. God, wait. Here it is. Here's the first principle right here. It's so simple. Cousin Kim, I'm going to give them to you and I'm gone. Watch it. Six times march around. Don't what? On the seventh day, do it six more times, but on the seventh time, shout. I say, Lord, What are you trying to teach us? Listen to me. Oh, here it is, Lady Clark. I'm going to shout myself. Watch it. God is saying to us, if you want to reset to possess, the first thing I need you to do for the rest of this year and all of 2020, I'm talking to every single one of you who can understand the words coming out of my mouth. Here's the first thing you got to do. Number one, just show up. It's so simple. You thought it was deep on. Huh? He says, listen, get to that wall. Show up. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need you to ask nobody if they won't go. Show up.
All right.
You got to show up. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. You got to show up. Okay. Watch this now. Watch this. So what's happening here at this point that they're having a challenge with? God is teaching them that you have to show up in the place you want to see God work. You got to show up at the place you want to see God work. You want God to change things on your job, then you got to go to work. And go to work on time. And stop calling in when you ain't sick. Somebody don't like that. If you want to possess it, you want it in your hands, you had it in your heart, you had it in your head, but you want it in your hands, just show up. Because the wall ain't going to fall down if they don't go to the place where the wall is. Ooh, God, who am I talking to? And God's telling you, you want things better at your house, then you need to show up there. You want things better in your children's life, then show up and be present. You want things better at the school, then show up there. You want healing in your body, show up at the doctor's office. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, just show up. For many of us, the problem is we don't even be present. Just give me a CD, tell me what happened. No, you bring your butt here yourself. You go to work. You go out. You go to concert. Hey, Chris Breeze, hey, you want everybody to see you at the concert. Show up. Get your lazy self up, come from where you come from, and show up. Because here's what you know. Every time you show up, you're going to get something that's going to help you up.
Yeah.
Now, who don't want to go to a place that's going to help them? I tell you who, people that don't want help. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to show up. Just read some point. Now, watch it. So, Bishop, how does this tie in? Because I know how y'all think, and I said that before. How does this tie into In and Out? Well, I got you. My grandson and I, we've been talking about it. We hear they finally open. Before a single customer comes, before a car pulls through the drive-thru, before a car is parked, guess what the employees at In-N-Out are doing? They show up. They're outside, pants ready to take order, headset. Ain't nobody there. They don't know who coming. They don't know, oh, God, when they coming. Show up. And you're going to miss out on God's best for your life because you're too lazy to just show up. What I'm going to say when I get there? Well, shut up. Oh, don't worry about all that. Just show up. Because
right.
When me and my grandson get there, everybody that shows up early is getting something. You don't show up. Do you know how many things you miss out on just because you're not even present? Come on, come on. Raise your hand if this ever happened. Girl, how was it? Doc, how was it? Man, they gave away dot, dot, dot. And you say this with your lazy self. Why you didn't bring me one? Oh, come on. We've all done it.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, they're giving away $5 things for the day. What? Get me one. And you, for somebody who ain't there,
right,
who knows you're there, and you asked to come, but they said, nah, I'm cool. You took time out of you being there. I'm trying to make it make sense to you. And you call them and tell them what's going on. And they say, get me one. And you take your happy self back to the line. and the guy says to you, can I help you? You say, you know how we get. Say, bro, what's your name? Kenneth. Say, Kenneth, how you doing, man? Yeah, that was me. Listen, you think I can get one of them? Oh, well, sir, we're only allowed to give one. Come on, bruh. Come on, brother, man. Girl, you gonna do me that? I know Shaquisha. Ain't Shaquisha your cousin? You trying to work something out? Come on, help me, y'all. You trying to work something out for somebody who didn't have the wisdom, the strength, the courage, too lazy to show up, and now you putting yourself in a position to help them get something they didn't want to come get themselves. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I refuse to be your plug. I got young people in my family. I don't let the great fool you. From this day forward, I'm trying to possess all that God has for me. If you don't want it, then that's on you. But I'm getting it for me. If I got to go by myself, I will be my own plug. I'll find my own socket. I'll get my own juice. I'm not bringing no adapter where three or four other people can fit in. Time out for that. Because when I plug other people in, it's draining my energy. I can't get the full charge as bad as I need it because I'm being your plug. Holler at your boy. Hey.
Yes, sir.
CDs will be available at the church. I ain't the plug no more. Come on, everybody know somebody say, oh, don't worry about it. Joe gonna take care of me. Joe always hooked me up. That's my boy. Now let Joe not come through that day. Let Shaquisha not come through that day. Girl, you mean to tell me you went all the way there? You mean to tell me and you didn't get, didn't I tell you on the phone what size I wear, what color I want? Didn't I tell you I got your money when you get here? Oh, Lord, help me get through this. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am tired. Being inconvenient for people that want everything conveniently. Society has messed us up. We used to having stuff delivered to us. Amazon bring to your door. We got cameras and all that stuff on our phone to make sure nobody took our package. But we ain't there. Which amazes me, because now you get to see somebody take it and you can't do nothing about it. I wish I had a witness. I know he ain't grabbing my package. That's my neighbor. Now, what is he doing? Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord have mercy. Ooh, wait till I get home.
Well.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Just show up.
So me and my grandson driving, I'm going back to In-N-Out. Me and my grandson driving by, we see the line. I said, ooh, Rodney, there ain't a lot of people here. I said, let's go through. I said, let's go through the drive. He said, no, Papa, I want to go in. Who am I talking to? And God said, you've been waiting on it. Don't go by it. Go in it. Jesus. I owe you a little offering, buddy. Go in it. You got to go in. It's brand new. And we sit in there, and he said, ooh, Papa, everything new, the tables. I said, grandson, ain't nobody ever sit in these chairs before. Who am I talking to? And God says, I got stuff for you that nobody ain't even used yet. Your problem is you don't even want to show up.
Your lazy butt talking about, let's just drive through. I ain't got time to sit down. You better sit down and take in that atmosphere. Rejoice over the fact that it's brand new and you get to sit in it first.
Yeah.
All right. Show up. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Just show up.
Because when you show up, watch this. You make your presence known. Trying to get through. Watch this. This is the wall. Watch me, Frank. This is the wall. They come to the wall. They look up. Wow. Fortified. And how are we going to get around this? Notice they march around. And as they march around, the enemy Ed can see them. I said, Lord. And they can see their enemies. Could you imagine for 12 days? Man, look at all them people up there. Oh, Lord, how are we going to get through this? Oh, God, this is impossible. We marching. We ought to be fighting or running or something. Oh, Lord. And so, Susan, I had a moment. I said, Lord, now why would you let them march around and the enemies are on the top and they can see their enemies? That's fearful. The Lord said, boom. You know, he hit me like could have had a V8. Boop. Watch me, Rodney. He said, because I wasn't concerned about them seeing the enemy. My point is for the enemy to see them. Huh? Because I want the enemy to know they ain't scared. And some of you don't show up because you're scared. Mm-mm, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what they're going to do. Mm-mm, I don't get all that. Mm-mm, I'm going to leave them alone. They leave me alone. I do my thing. They do that. Show up.
Yeah.
And we showed up. Showed up at In-N-Out and it was lovely. Just lovely. Fresh. I mean, you ever smell fresh ground beef? I know many of you, you know, you vegans and all that, which blows my mind because you vegan and weighing 500 pounds. I'm just saying. I'm just me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. You're on a plant-based diet. What kind of plants are you eating? Anyway, back to my point. So you ever smelt? That just fresh, good meat. Fresh meat. Not no tons of grease, just good meat. I'm like, ooh, woo. My grandson get out the car excited. Ooh, papa, we. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. Show up. Here's my second point. Yeah, because when you show up, you make your presence known. Now, here's gonna be the hardest part, because I don't think Charles, nobody in here got a problem showing up. Now, we don't always show up on time. You know, when you tell people to start at 10, they come at 10:15, 10:20. So sometimes you may have to flip it. You know, some of y'all have done it. Uh-huh. Mama, what time are we having a function? It start at 10, but I'm going to tell them 9. They'll get here by 9:45.
Right.
So the problem for us at 8 o'clock, it ain't showing up so much. That's the first thing. If I want to possess it, I want to get it in my hand, I got to show up. Here's the second thing you got to do, and it's all still in the marching. You've got to learn, Haley, now to shut up.
Wow.
Teach, Bishop Clark. I think I will.
Yeah.
Sister Felicia, 6 times.
Yeah.
Don't you open your mouth. On the 7th day, another 6 times. And don't open your mouth till the 7th time. Because their problem, ooh, watch me, sis, was not the walls. Their problem, Like many of us, problem is that big juicy mouth. Well, how are you going to say my mouth the problem? That right there proves it. How is my mouth the problem? Listen, he never tells them to open their mouth. How do we know he's telling them to be quiet, Rodney? Watch how I got to interrogate the text. Because he says on a seven time shout. Right, right. Never any other time before that do you say anything. And I promise you, I wasn't there, but I promise you, somebody like us was there, Brett. And after the first time, now this don't make no sense here. Come on, Brett, you know people like that. Nah. Hey, Brett, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Just, you didn't ask them to say nothing. They just, you ever notice people like that? And they'll watch this. Come here, dog, come here. Because Luther too clean. I don't want him. He's still in that house is not a home mode. I don't want to mess that up. Just stand right there. Now, follow behind me. I know your leg bad from golfing, but follow behind me. Just... Oh, football, okay. And isn't it something somebody say, this don't make no sense, huh? No. Now I done got somebody else co-signing about why we don't like, watch this, doing something. Thank you, sir. You can have a seat. They're talking about it because they don't understand it. Yeah. And they ain't saying nothing to Joshua, but they're going to say something to each other. And if you get enough people to rally together, yeah, then pretty soon, ain't no marching. Yeah. Joshua going to be the only one. Yeah. And Susan, because God knows everything, watch what he says. Shh, don't you say nothing. I said, now God, wait. You want us to march 12 times. I hope y'all doing the math. 12 times. And on the seventh time you want us to shout, that ain't making no sense. Now, I'm with you, Lord. Maybe day one, day two, because it's one time. Day three, then we start talking about what hurt, how old we are, and our old football injuries, and how your hip hurt when you used to be a cheerleader, and you still got the... Knowing you ain't do nothing but sell Girl Scout cookies. You ain't your... Football injury. He ain't got no football injury. He tried to play soccer, missed the ball, and fell bad on that leg. But you just, you know somebody going to say something. He says, shh. I don't need you to say nothing. Watch this. You know why they mouth the problem? Watch why God's got Joshua doing this. Because all their parents had to die off. And all their parents ever did was complain. Why'd you bring us here? Here we go, add that to Red Sea. Moses, you brought us here to die. This don't make no sense. Then when they get to the right place, God says, so he's going to feed them manna from heaven. What is this? Come on, you know people like that. You know them. Matter of fact, they're not on your let's go hang out list. If you get ready to go do some dirt, as they say, you definitely don't call them people. You call your ride or die that don't say a word. You know, you want that kind of person you call and say, what time? I'm there. That's what you want. I wish I had a witness. Don't matter the time. That's your ride or die. When you call them, they just show up. Don't ask no questions. Matter of fact, they come prepared to do some work. You ain't got to say, you got that? Let's go. I'm ready. Let's roll. Matter of fact, sometimes you got to calm them down because they're a little too hype. What's up? Where they at? What's up? Oh. Shh. All right, all right. Show up, but then watch this. Shut up. Yeah. Now, how does this relate to In-N-Out? At In-N-Out, we saw them. My grandson right there standing outside. They ain't talking to each other. They ain't saying a word. They're in the right place, in the right position, ready for whatever's getting to come. Whatever's getting ready to come, and whenever it comes. Because they don't know if they're going to get a ton of people right away. Come on, you got expectation, but you don't know. But they're in place. You seen them, come on. I know all of y'all ain't here, no vegans. You've seen them. You've seen them with their clipboards and their headsets. Huh? And they got everything on there. Take your, they're standing right there. Strategically placed in different areas. Then they got other people sweeping. I'm looking like, why are they sweeping? But they're in position to clean as stuff come. They're ready. My point is, they are not having conversation. The person sweeping ain't arguing with the person who's getting ready to take the order. The person cleaning the window ain't got nothing to say to none of them. I'm doing my job. And part of our problem is we worry about what other people doing. We can't do what we need to do because we jealous of somebody else. Do you know God will bless you if you're doing windows, if you're sweeping, if you're mopping, if you're cleaning a bathroom? God will bless you wherever he planted you. So stay where you planted and stop complaining. Right there. Because there's one thing they know. Watch this, Lady Clark. They were taught prior to the opening what's the verbiage to say. They had in and out. They don't say, welcome to Burger King, home of the Whopper. How can I? No. Good morning, we have two all beef patties. No. They know the right verbiage. They're in the right place. So when it's time to speak, they know what to say. You just need to show up and shut up. And I'm not talking about that negative shut up. I ain't got nothing to say. They better not ask me nothing. Because you know we can be real negative. They better not ask me nothing. I'm going to just be here because he said be. I'm going to just be. I ain't doing nothing. I'm here. He did say show up. I done showed up. Leave me alone. I'm trying not to shut up. I'm trying to shut up. But to just be glad I'm here. Thank you, Minister Clark. You ain't doing God no favor just by coming here. That's to benefit you. So you got to show up, but then you got to shut up. Just shut up. Why you always got something to say? Don't you know people like that? I don't care where you take them. They always got something to say. And come on, I got a few of you can raise your hand and say, and Pastor, Bishop, they never shut up. And what they talking about ain't got nothing to do with nothing. They just got what I call happy mouth. They like to talk. They like to part those juicy lips and say something so they can be heard. 9 times out of 10, people that talk and complain a lot, especially at church, do it at church because they can't do it nowhere else. Don't tell me, I know what I'm talking about. Bishop, now he ought to do that. Hey, now I'm going to talk and you going to talk. Maybe I ought to give you the mic in the seat and I stand and we listen to you. I told you God gave instructions to Joshua. Ooh, God, repeat after me. A sign of your immaturity is when you say everything that comes to your mind. Oh, it burns me up. And I'm learning how to just stroll past it. People on Facebook just putting all their business out there. And then got an attitude when people respond about the business you've made public. You do know when you post that's public. Oh, no, I got certain friends. Do you know you've got friends that screenshot your posts? To show it to people who don't follow you so they can see what you're doing? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Learn the ministry of shutting up. Just keep your mouth closed. Just keep your mouth closed. Oh, I got to say something. No, you don't. That's part of the problem. You always feel you got to speak. Oh, I can't hold my tongue. The spirit ain't got nothing to do with that. The spirit is releasing me to, no, he ain't. Oh, we always try to be spiritual about stuff, huh? The spirit has pushed this thing. This thing is being birthed out of my spirit. No, that's messiness flowing from your mouth. Have you, listen, and I'm going to get the last point. Have you ever ask somebody one question. And they begin to talk so much, you're like, oh, God, really? Is that what we're doing? Really? Girl, how you doing? Well, you know, I was doing good, but there's so much pressure going on, and God has got me going through some challenges, and I'm anointed, but I know he's got the adversaries attacking me, but I'm going to stand at the floodgates, and I'm going to watch until the Lord. I'm going to run and see what the end is going to be, because I know the Lord. You're like, sis, all right. Because some of y'all so deep, you're drowning. Yeah, you met people that they're so deep, you can't understand nothing they say because everything's so deep. Well, as I deal through the high echelons of life, then God's got some things that he's going to continuously download on me. And as those things persist, I'm going to like, nah. It's all right. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Show up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
But here's the last thing and I'm done. If you show up and shut up, you've got to do this. Keep going. Told you my simple little message. You got to show up, be there, be present, be in the moment. Shut up, because you can't talk and hear at the same time. But then keep going. Watch this. Look. Six times. Not once, not twice. It's a number for a reason. You ain't got to know the reason. You ain't got to know why six, then another six, and then on the seventh. That ain't your business. Your job is to follow simple instructions. And you know why sometimes instructions are simple? Because we make them difficult. Just follow the instructions. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Just do
what God told you. And don't worry about what he didn't tell you. Well, God, why you? Because I ain't got to tell you all that. I'm telling you what you need to know. Come on, you know people, and you on a need-to-know basis. Watch this, tell them, keep going. Huh? So they're taking laps. Monday, all right, ain't nobody saying nothing. Tuesday, somebody itching to say something. Wednesday, they can't hold it no more, so they got to say something. Thursday, they got somebody with them. Friday, now it's only 5 days, and now you got about 10 people who complaining and nudging other people. It makes no sense. Watch this now. Problem, the reason he's telling him keep going, because some of us are guilty of the same thing I'm guilty of. We want stuff to happen right away. We don't want to wait for nothing. Come on, society has taught us that. Everything microwave, everything quick, everything come to your house. You don't need to be inconvenienced. We're going to bring it to you. We losing the human touch. You don't need no way to just order, put it on a button, and then pay it right there. Then you can walk out. You ain't got to say bye. You ain't got to say, just leave. Yeah. Now you got the cars that drive themselves, really losing the human touch. You not even touching a wheel. Could you imagine coming from partying all night and you in your car? Home, Lathrop. We're losing it.
Yeah.
I always want my hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Watch this. He says, keep going. Now watch this. He knew that some people get frustrated and aggravated, but he wants them to keep going. That's why he gives them time. Now he tells them, shout the seven times, because that's when the wall's going to fall. Not five times, not six times. Now, the only person that knows all this information is Joshua. I don't mean to hurt your feelings or bust your bubble, but I got to tell you. You know why God don't tell y'all stuff he tell me and y'all be trying to figure out, well, what Bishop did? Because he's speaking to me to speak to you. He knows if he asks every one of y'all what we ought to do, we never get nothing done. Bishop, from my perspective, just from my keen sense of knowledge, I think we ought to take it that way, because if we take it that way, well, Bishop, I don't know about all his keen knowledge, but the way we used to do it out in the street is, but.
Well.
Bishop, here's what we ought to do. Bishop, listen to your sister, Bishop, listen. They don't know what they're talking about, listen. Everybody's got an opinion. But he tells Joshua to tell him, just keep going. Joshua, you ain't got to give no explanation. Just keep going. And what's going to happen? On the seventh time, what's going to happen? The walls are going to come down. It's coming down. What that thing is in your life that you worried about? That thing that's too big for you? You scared of? You stressing about? You stuck in? What is that thing? Get it in your mind. God said that's coming down. But you're not going to see that revelation until you give him your participation. So maybe you got to walk and wait longer than you thought you had to. How long, Lord? Just keep walking. How long, Lord? Just keep praying. How long, Lord? Just keep coming to church. How long, Lord? Just keep giving the tithe. How long, Lord? Why the tithe? Just keep going. Give the tithe. Just keep doing it. Because God sees. Now watch this. The Bible says, and the walls, Frank, fell flat. Wait. They didn't crumble. Where there were pieces, it fell flat. That thing that you didn't think would happen, God said, is coming down flat. Watch this, because they're trying to get into the city. And you got all kinds of people with you. You know, like us, bad knees, bad back, but it's flat. So you ain't got to step off no rocks and flat. Because God's got this whole thing covered. Now, for the last time, how does that relate to in and out? My grandson and I finally get there. We get there, and like he wanted, I agree. I said, okay, let's go in. We go in, and when we get there, oh, God, help you people get this. When we get into a place we've never been into before, a place we've heard about, a place we're familiar from other places, but not this place we've never been into before. Who am I talking to? You're coming to a place you've never, ever been to before, and you're going to get access in before other people because you were willing, first of all, to show up. You shut up because you didn't talk yourself out of it. Right. Okay. You didn't bypass it. You kept going till you got there. Right. And when we walk in there, y'all, the first thing that happens when they open the door, after they say good morning, they give him a hat. There's some things God wants you to possess so bad, but you're not going to get it because you don't want to show up. You're not going to get it because you don't know how to shut up. But if you keep going, as soon as you get there, there's something they're ready to give you. So he gets the hat. Watch this. He gets the hat. Go to the counter. Now, he didn't work for none of this, my grandson. He just gets the benefit. Hey! Oh, who he's connected to. And when he gets there, he doesn't say, Paul, can I have? The person behind the counter, help him see it, Lord. In a place they've never been. People that don't know, ask this question. May I help you? What would you like? And he, without hesitation or reservation, begins to say what he wants. Let me get the ba 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 ba. Oh, and the blah, 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 blah. And then they said, would you like fries? God is going to take you somewhere you've never been before, around people you've never seen before, and going to give you something that you want and ask you if you want a little something extra. Can I tell you what the extra is? The extra is called favor. That little extra something. Watch this. Everybody don't get it, but those that get it can appreciate it. Wait, but I ain't done. Get there. He tells me what he wants. And then so now it's my time. He didn't care about the price. He didn't look and say, Papa, can you afford it? He just knew he was at the right place with the right person at the right time. And he got something before he put his order in. So I'm being mindful when I order. Because I know the last time I was with somebody and I placed the order, it got put on Facebook. And things were said. So said, give me, because I ain't no vegan or vegetarian, give me a patty wrapped in lettuce. And they fix it up. And they give me a receipt. Lord have mercy, don't help me shout before I get the point. They give me a receipt, told me my number, and we sat down. Oh, you're going to make me work. I'm going to work it. You're at a place you never, because you've been praying for, you're at a place you never been to before. People you don't even know. Brand new. And you're with somebody who's going to take care of it for you. Place your order. You get a ticket and sit down and wait until they call you. Now, this is amazing. We're waiting. We're waiting, and this lady with a man who's got a camera and a microphone. Oh, God, don't let me shout before I get it. Comes to my grandson and says this, tell us about your experience. Oh, you didn't, y'all ain't get it, y'all ain't got it. Tell us about your experience in this place you've never been before, you've never seen before, people you don't know, fresh smell, new, what's your experience? What do you like? What do you think of In-N-Out? And I promise you, without hesitation or reservation, that little buddy just slipped right into it. Ba 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 ba. Well, what about, and as long as she asks, he answering. Here's the point. He was not afraid to testify. He wasn't afraid to tell all that he had been through. And I'm talking to some of you, and some people can't get blessed because you're afraid to testify of all that God brought you. You here now. You endured all of that. You here now. You better tell somebody how good God has been to you. Yeah. Wait, but I ain't finished. I'm done now when I tell you this. So we sit down and interviewing him, and the lady says, anything else you like to say? Oh, I have a YouTube channel. She said, oh. Watch him, Jaden, because there's a message in everything. I'm trying to exhaust it. You, if you got to leave, go ahead. What's the name of your page? He says, King Rodney. He's a child, but he spoke saying he's a king. Your problem is, my problem is, we don't see who we can be. We keep talking about who we are. When God says you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you, no weapon formed. You got to speak about your potential. I lied, but I ain't done. All of a sudden, the number's called. Number 11. I get up, walk, and as I begin to walk, the man is bringing the food to me. I'm at a place, Devin, I've never been before. People I've never seen before. Placing the order, smell is new, everything is new. And somebody is bringing it to me. God is going to bring you to that place where people that don't know you, for all you business people, are going to bring stuff to you that you had no clue they would do. There are some things you're working for. God says, I'm going to give it to you. Do you hear what I'm going to give it to you. You're working hard, you're trying, you wonder why this ain't changed, why this, and God says to you, I am going to give it to you. You just sit there, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you just keep showing up. Ooh, we had church early. Y'all just sit down. We wait till it start. They ain't open the doors yet. Just sit down. They gonna open.
Right.
Ooh, it's cold in here. That's all right. Bring your jacket.
Right.
Ooh, it's hot in here. They got little fans. Actually, I should give you a little fan. Ooh, how long is it gonna be whenever Bishop get finished? Ooh, he talk loud. You wasn't complaining about how loud it was at the game. You was part of the crowd. Just show up. Shut up. And keep going.
Yeah.
And God's gonna bring it to you.
All right.
What he told you he wanted you to have.
All right. All right.
You'll be able to touch it.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
be able
sir.
To tell other people about it.
Yes, sir.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.